Data released Thursday by the North Carolina Child Fatality Task Force show that child death rates in the state ticked downward slightly in 2011 to the lowest rate yet recorded. Last year, there were 57.4 deaths per 100,000 children. That's a decline of 46% over the past 20 years. Elizabeth Hudgens is the executive director of the organization. She says more investment in education programs and tougher public policies have made a big difference.
Important funding for medications to help reduce preterm births, and the graduated driver's license, which helps children or teenagers learn how to drive in steps. Things like that, all working together, have had a tremendous result in reducing the child death rate over time.
Between 2007 and 2011, the report says there were 342 infant and child deaths in Forsyth County and 406 in Guilford County. The State Center for Health Statistics calculated the rates using U.S. Census data and death records. The report says illness is a major cause of death, accounting for 19% of child deaths last year. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of injury death for children. Hudgens says the data also shows poisoning is the fastest growing cause of child death.
Poisoning is increasing, and this is largely due to misuse of prescription drugs. This is not unique to children. It is a problem for older teens, but it's a problem for adults and in other states. So this is a growing concern.
Hudgens says she hopes the data will help bring more awareness in education programs about the misuse of controlled substances and prescription drugs like OxyContin. For a link to more information on the child death rates in North Carolina, go to our website, WFDD.org. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.